This is Paul Evans. Here's my little take on our series here on independence. You know, that's a huge word. It's a word that to me really equals freedom. When I'm thinking about freedom, I'm thinking about sacrifice and service, about being willing to lay down some things in order to pick some other things up. You know, anytime we think about the military, we think about their service and their sacrifice and how it protects our freedom. Now, in the U.S., we think about freedoms such as like the first five amendment freedoms, the freedom of speech, of press, religion, petition, and assembly. So we think about those things. So all of that really gives us the infrastructure to be able to live this life of freedom that we're really looking for, this independence, especially as an entrepreneur. Entrepreneurs sort of have this ingrained freedom desire that we want to control things or we want to have the say. And sometimes that's a challenge, especially when you come from a world where maybe you are an employee full time and suddenly all of the decisions are yours. And that's part of your right, part of your freedom, is that now you get to be responsible for every aspect, the good, the great, and even the bad. So freedom for me really started when my life was really turned upside down through a series of events. My first business I actually owned at the age of 20. I opened a fitness center. And when I mentioned that to people, people were like, oh, you started young, you owned a business. But the aspect that they tend to not concentrate on is how much time I spent in that business. So I was working from 5 in the morning till about 9 p.m. every single day. So 16-hour days. Saturday was a little bit shorter, and Sunday we were only open for about 5 hours. But that's a lot of time to put in. That's a lot of work to be putting into a business. I would have worked less simply keeping a job. But while I owned the gym, I had several different opportunities that came about, and you know, things changed and life continued. And some of you guys that are familiar with my story, especially those of you who have been to NAMS a couple of years ago, when I shared about the passing away of my first wife, Sherry, and our son was 5 weeks old at the time. And that was a critical shift in the way that I interpreted freedom, the way that I thought about independence. Because up to that time, I thought about freedom and independence as calling the shots, as being able to have the final say. And I even thought about controlling my time, even though I didn't control it very well when I owned that business full time. And so that situation, that circumstance, radically shifted the way that I began to interpret what life was about, what would make life meaningful. Now, let me do a quick little sidebar here. Sometimes when we're thinking about being an entrepreneur, we do dream about that life that we want and that life that we desire, but we often paint with a very broad brush and we forget some of the really critical and important things. You know, we might be thinking about, wow, I want to travel the world, which is great, but who do you want to travel the world with? Why do you want to travel the world? Or I want to make a bunch of money so that I'm not going to have any debt, which I think is an awesome goal. But why do you not want to have any debt? How does having that debt affect your relationships and people around you and even affect your own self-worth? So you see, freedom and independence is a lot bigger than simply the things we do. It's about the way that we actually live and the way that we impact the lives of everyone around us. And so as Sam was 5 weeks old, I began to really think about my past life compared to where I was now. And there was one big word, and the word is present. Present. I realized that up to that time of Sherry's death, I'd not really been present. I had been just meeting each day and kind of going through it with rote, even owning my own business, became fairly monotonous. And I realized that there were large gaps in time when I had no precise, meaningful memories. I was simply taking each day as it came, and that was basically it. But I wasn't really being present in that day and contributing as much as possible. And so freedom and independence became more than I'm simply going to control my time, but it meant that I'm going to contribute. I'm going to be present. And I began to rewrite goals, rewrite what I thought life really needed to be like and what was important about life. And I realized that spending time in the present, and being there for people long term, as long as we were alive, was really a critical component for me. So one of the first decisions I made is that I was going to be available for all of Sam's stuff, for all of his field trips in school, for anything that was going to be going on that I could participate in. I needed to make sure that I didn't simply create another business that made me trapped, but instead I created a business that was going to give me the freedom, the flexibility to be able to go and be with my child. Not simply to create this business so I could be lazy, but instead a business so I could contribute. And now for me, that was a lot bigger driver than money overall. It was really about that ability to make the decision for the benefit of myself and for the benefit of those around me. So I began thinking about family. So that was really huge, super important. Secondly, is that I really wanted to make sure that I was doing work that was going to make an impact. Work that was going to make an impact. Not simply an income, but an impact. So this was part of my freedom decision. You know, I could go and plug into a job and do the work day after day, and it may have an impact, it may not. I may not see the end result. But in this case, I was able to make a decision that says I can see the impact. So I began thinking about this story that I had to share, who I could share that with. And I made a list of about 10 different businesses, and I finally settled on insurance companies because I knew I could take this story in and share the incredible service that I received from my insurance agent, and that would be a great impact to that industry. At the same time, I wouldn't be on the road all the time. I'd be able to speak and train. At this time, this was 18 years ago, the internet was there, but it's not like it is today, okay? This was back when domain names were like close to $70 or something, you know, so it was off the charts, totally different back then. But it didn't keep me on the road all of the time. And then from that, people asked me about speaking, about communication, and I was not going to do any coaching because I was afraid of the amount of time that would take, but I decided to write an ebook, and I published that. And I began making money from that. And it gave me this freedom to be able to make better choices for myself and for Sam. Well, then I ended up remarrying and have a wonderful wife named Marla. And we've got a son together named Stephen. He's 16. And Sam is now 19. So pretty amazing. He's 19 years old. He's actually in Singapore at the time that I'm recording this. He's there on a mission trip. So just super excited and super proud of him. And I decided once Marla and Steve were in the picture to even crank it up even more. You know, how can I make sure that as a family, we're all going to be able to do things together, that we're going to be able to travel and have some cool experiences for the benefit of all of us? And at the same time, is there a way to help other people? So one of the best trips that we were able to take was to go and work in an orphanage in Moscow, Russia, and then also take a mission trip to Istanbul, Turkey. And then to conclude our time in Rome, and that wasn't mission-oriented at all. That was just a fun trip. And so we ended up being able to create this lifestyle that allowed us to do some really cool and fun stuff and to also make an impact. And if there's one thing that I would encourage you to do, to write down, is not simply what you're going to gain from your business, what you want from your business. I think there are plenty of exercises out there like that. But write down what you want to give from your business. How generous can you become? Instead of how much money that you want to make, how much money do you want to give away? What if you wanted to give away $1 million and you knew that you're going to be giving away maybe 10%, so you're going to be making 10 million? See, you start focusing a little bit on this freedom to not just receive, but this freedom to give and to share with other people. So that became a big part of my mindset, is how can I be present? How can I really be alive, doing work that I love, work that I enjoy, that is going to bring a benefit to my family, but is also going to bring a benefit to others? So that's kind of the framework of all of this. So how was I going to do that? And so here's a little formula that you've probably heard 1,000 times, but it's still true. And that is traffic, list, and offers. Every ounce of my business is built around this. And everyone that you listen to that has an online business is pretty much built around this as well. So number one is traffic. It is the foundation. Without traffic, you can build no list, and without your list, you can really give no offers. Now, some people would say, well, you don't have to have a list. You can have people land straight on your webpage. That's true, but if all of that disappears and you don't have a list, you really don't have an asset. But if your products disappear, but you still got your list, you can do affiliate offers all day, right? So you still have the ability to contact customers. But it all begins with traffic. It all begins with getting people to your site to sign up for your list or to see that offer or to read your blog or to read your article. That is the key component. What I see nowadays is almost everybody's concentrating on getting their blog just right, or they'll spend hours writing a blog post, or they'll spend months creating a product, but they're not concentrating on traffic. People often ask the question, if you were to start over today, what would you do different today than you did when you started? I would spend a minimum of 80% of my time on traffic. 80%. Because coming up with an offer does really not take that long, especially if you're doing affiliate marketing. It doesn't take long at all. But we spend our time behind the scenes writing things and working on things that are going to be well received instead of thinking, who's going to receive this? Who's going to get this? And think about this. If you've got the generosity mindset, certainly your generosity is going to come from your income, but you're thinking more about what you can give away than simply what you're going to receive, then what happens? You want your message to get out there more and more and more and more. You want to reach more and more people, not just for the sake of the sale, but for the sake of impact. And so now you're motivated to get out there and drive people to your site through whatever traffic method you choose. It's not necessarily a magic bean traffic method, but whatever traffic method you choose to invest in. But if you were to spend 80% of your time on traffic, you would not have to worry about freedom. You would not have to think about money, because you would be so consumed with traffic that you'd have so many people coming to your site that you'd never have to worry again about any of those aspects. And so when you think about freedom, think about what you can give. Think about how you want your life to be, and I want my life to be present, be living in the moment. And then think about how that's going to happen. The foundation is that you're going to concentrate on traffic, driving masses of people to your site. You're going to collect those names, those email addresses. Yeah, I know it's old school, but you're going to collect them. You're going to build that list. You're going to build that connection, that trust, and you're going to make offers that convert, and you'll have all the freedom you want. I'm not trying to oversimplify it, but it really is that simple if we don't complicate it. So here's to your independence and to your freedom, and as always, success is not an accident. Be blessed.